Killian! Here is Sub-Zero! Now, Plane Zero!
Plane Zero! Plane Zero! Plane Zero! Plane Zero! Hold up. Hold up. Hold up. Hello and welcome to another exciting episode of Plane Zero, the podcast dedicated to finding out if the movies of the past hold up in the present so that you can watch them in the future. This is episode 491. I am Travis.
James.
Nick.
Go to planezero.com where you can find links to social media, to listening on Apple Podcasts, to the store tab where you could that buy shirts. Happening. You could do all that fun stuff and all these things.
I can't squat. If I squat, my L.
You ain't diddly squat.
Mm-hmm. Did you say your name?
Yeah.
All right.
Did I?
Yeah, this week we're continuing our look back at The Lord of the Rings, and so we're doing The Return of the King. Yeah, that's right, we're doing them out of order. No, we're not. This is The Two Towers.
Yeah.
Which is not a 9/11 movie.
I think it just us.
Isn't that crazy? That's what my boss, who's an idiot at Toys R Us, her name was Denise Emery. She looked like the
Whoa, use last names.
Oh, whatever, she's probably dead by now. She looked like the killer clown that got popped in the station the first
what if
one.
She's listening.
Yeah. But
the one that turned the dean from Animal House into a puppet.
She looked like that with no makeup. But I was
one's gonna make a dummy out of me. And then he's the dummy.
I was in the break room.
See?
No, I was in the break room. I was in the
foreshadow.
In the office behind the video game section where we kept our walkie talkies, and I was like getting the walkie talkie, and she was just like acting like she was blown over. She's like, I can't believe this.
Mine.
And I was like, yeah. And I was like, what? Can you believe this is The Two Towers? And I was like, I think that was written like over 50 years ago. And then she's like, oh, it's weird. I don't know. She's just like trying to say like there's some conspiracy or something. And then Joe Masquiel said Nostradarius instead of Nostradamus.
Yeah, full naming people.
Nick don't care,
hey,
I guess.
I'm looking for you, Joe Masquiel. We want to know where you are. We miss you.
I mean, I don't know who he's by we.
He made up kid, and he made up whoppers, calling girls boobs.
All right, so what's this week's?
Thank you.
Once again, we're continuing with The Two Towers, which is, what is it, a reference to Minas Tirith and... I forget.
Tirith Lean.
Because there's technically five towers, but the two that they're referencing are Saruman's and I believe Sauron's.
Oh, other issue I have is...
With the last one or this one?
With the last one is Saruman, his castle is surrounded by what looks like just to be a basic-ass park. And that bothers
me.
Oh,
in the first one.
In Isengard?
Yeah, Isengard
when
is
they're just
like,
walking.
Which is where they're
talking,
taking the hobbits.
Yeah.
When they're just the hobbits, walking the and talking, he was like, I don't like how that looks.
Like, it's just like a to manufacture just like public park, like with a mowed lawn and everything, and then once he destroys everything and the trees and stuff, then
dun dun dun
then it looks
dun
cool.
Dun
yes and
ba ba bum bum bum
yes correct
yeah
and also Christopher Lee is based off of James Bond
the other way around.
James Bond is based off of Christopher.
Correct, partially.
Christopher Lee was born, and they said, you're James Bond. I said, okay.
How come he never played him?
Because he didn't
need
to. Oh,
and then he's probably,
Dr. No.
No, and then he's probably... No, he's not.
Yeah, he is.
No, he's definitely not. I mean, I'm sure he was probably like, I'm not going to do this bullshit. But then he was Dracula, so what am I saying?
I don't know what you're saying.
Because, and then the scene of... Because that would be in this scene, right? With the stabbing?
No.
No, that's the third one.
Correct.
Oh, never mind then. We'll save it for later.
Mm-hmm. Save it for later.
Mm-hmm.
I thought
you were either...
Sooner or later.
So this is just a continuation
this
of them
is,
being split
yes.
up.
So basically, while the hobbits are being taken to Isengard, Frodo and Sam continue their trek to get access into Mordor to toss the ring.
And it kind of sucks because them two are probably like the weakest of all of them. Like, I mean, and he has the ring, so it's like it sucks that there's just them two that have to deal with this shit. And then you have three badass warriors together.
You gotta deal with it.
Is that what you gotta do? The three badass warriors
that are trying to find, they're basically trying to find Merry and Pip,
who got taken, like you said last time, because
by
of
the
that.
Uruk-hai.
And then one of them is greedy and got shot in the chest by a bunch of arrows.
By what?
Arrows.
Oh, I thought you said something else. Bunch of Arabs. I was confused by your racism.
You know what? Who are these like that makeup for Uruk-hai? Are these just people? Like he just got really ugly.
I love the video. I love the video of the Uruk-hai with normal voices. Hey.
Oh, yeah. I've never seen that.
Hey,
them saying the exact lines, but they're saying it like, so you think we should go over there? Like it's great. So of course Aragorn and Gimli and Legolas, their quest takes them to Rohan, where the Rohirrim are.
Where the sexy Carl Urban is.
That ain't with no
his,
Carl Urban.
With his long blonde hair.
That's not Aomir. Even him. That's He's not Aomir. Even him.
All men have the name like that in with ear. Yeah. Boromir, Aomir, Faramir, but they're not all related. Well, two of them are related. One isn't.
Yeah. Let me tell you a tale.
But he's the leader of the Rohirrim.
He's kind of an asshole.
I always thought that guy was from Harry Potter.
He's not Professor Lupin. You're talking about Faramir.
No, I didn't think he was from.
You just think he was in it? Hey,
I just thought he was a Weasley.
Any of these people could be in it.
I just thought he was a Weasley.
No.
Was he in Game of Thrones?
Hey, there's not a lot of crossover between them.
Between what?
Like just actors. Like
Game of Thrones?
No. Game of Thrones, yes, there is. But for that and Harry Potter. Because like, there's just a lot of British dudes in this. So you would just think. But
British dudes everywhere.
But a lot of these guys are younger, whereas Harry Potter had a lot of the elder British dudes.
And real British dudes, because, I mean, Sean Astin and fucking Frodo aren't British.
No, they are not.
He's a good son, though.
He was the good son.
He murdered another child.
No, he didn't.
Say the best son.
Oh, no, wait. The other one, he killed himself?
No, they were both hanging off the cliff, and Macaulay Culkin's mom had to choose between saving Frodo or Macaulay Culkin, and she chose Frodo.
Okay, yeah. She chose
because he was the good son.
Spoiler alert.
It's an old movie. It's safe. It's secret and it's safe.
Keep your secrets.
Ooh. So anyways, and it turns out that
we're tired.
That the that in Rohan it's the Saruman has control and sway over them, over the kingdom, basically through Grima Wormtongue poisoning
the captain from the Titanic.
Yes, against his own people, and he's partially possessed by Saruman.
Yes,
the king is.
I was thinking, like, you know, he's doing this, and he's like all fucked up. But I'm like, what is he doing while he was talking to Gandalf? You know, like this dude just sitting there doing nothing, right?
Yeah,
like he just sits there.
Well, he's partially possessed because he's not always inhabiting or controlling what that guy's doing.
But it seems like, I mean, that guy's rough.
He didn't know what happened. Like,
I mean, when he wakes up, he
the spell's still on him. But that's why he even tells, because even after he casts Saruman out of him, he's like, maybe if you grabbed your sword, you'd remember your old strength.
Also, like,
what'd you say like that?
When they find, they find Gandalf and he's alive. Yeah. He's Gandalf the White.
Did he cast another spell to make his lips not be chapped? Because, but also, I don't like how they dub over Christopher Lee's voice over Gandalf when he first shows up as Gandalf the White.
Show yourself!
Yeah.
they show him level up, how he's
because Saruman, he's now the White Demon.
I really
and Saruman was the White Wizard. I mean,
the White. Yeah.
I really hated George R. R. Martin saying like that. It's like bitch can't finish his own books. Yeah, he's saying that J.R.R. Tolkien should have killed off Gandalf.
Wait, he said that?
Yeah.
Fuck him.
I know.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, why did he even say that?
Because he's edgy and kills everybody. Kills all of
his Yeah, he didn't finish his books and his show sucks.
What do you want me to do?
Hey. He said that?
Don't kill the mess.
Wait, but based on this old ass book, he's saying that?
He also said the Holocaust never happened. No, I'm joking. I'm kidding. But yeah. So, there you go.
That's fucking crazy.
That's fucking well,
does the two towers hold up? No, I'm just kidding.
But why wouldn't he, like... Then that would make no sense if Gandalf wasn't there for these movies. Like,
and so, and like on Sam and Frodo's side, they find out, they realize they're going around in circles trying to get into Mordor. And that's where they come across Gollum.
Gollum.
And
you
Gollum.
Do it too?
No, I can't do it.
Gollum decides to help them. Well, they Gollum gets forced into helping
that's
them.
That's also my Donald Duck.
Well, that's not Donald Duck at all.
What are you talking about?
But what would it sound like if Winnie the Pooh played the king of the Rohan?
Where was Gondor when the West fell full?
Yeah. Attaboy. So Gollum tries to attack them to get the ring back, and then they end up capturing Gollum. And forcing him to help.
I mean, he's basically he's a crazy crackhead.
But
is he?
He actually kind of gets hope for himself because Frodo's actually being
later.
Nice to him.
Yeah. It sucks because Frodo's winning him over because Frodo sees that could possibly.
And Frodo is still
him.
Trying to keep him alive.
And then you have fucking Sam who's ruining everything by.
Well, it's not Sam.
Potatoes.
It's mostly Faramir and all of them.
Oh, that's what changes it.
The scene where they're gonna kill him, which Frodo basically. Convinces them to only capture him because he does save his life.
It's the moment.
But Gollum doesn't see that whole
Gollum's
thing.
Gollum's a crackhead.
Because
leave us alone.
Because Smeagol
and never
like,
come
no,
back.
No, we're not killing him. Like, this is my dude. And then it's like, hey, he betrayed us. It's like, fuck, he did betray us. Let's let Shia LaBeouf kill him or something. Shelob.
Sam, you're talking about the very end of the movie.
Yeah.
Sam is.
Yeah, we're dead. Is this hold up?
Sam is
no, because Nick has to tell us the things he's upset about with this movie.
Yeah, Sam treats Gollum how he should have been treated.
See, you're a jerk.
No, how would you trust this fucking crazy crackhead?
You have to trust him to get there, so you got to be like, hey man.
But then
crack's cool.
But I would still think like this dude will kill us in our sleep.
Yeah, I mean, watch him while he's
no.
Sleeping.
See, that's
but
not.
You didn't. But then you see him playing with the fish, and he's just so happy.
Well, fuck him. Yeah. Fuck Gollum. What I don't like.
Okay, let's just hear it. Let's just
there's
hear it.
There's a part. So there's a part where
it's
it
cause
shows.
He doesn't bang the lady.
It's great. Why didn't he?
Because he's already betrothed to.
He's a good guy. Again.
Whatever you say gets outweighed by Gimli having things land on him and he can't get up.
No, that I like that part.
Also, this pays off the scene in the first movie where no one throws a dwarf.
Yeah.
There's a part where was it the wolves of whatever?
The Wild Riders, yes.
Well, the giant jackals.
The wargs.
Where they're running, and then he's fighting somebody. Legolas comes over a ledge, and he comes and he shoots at it. It looks like fucking shit. It looks like Pit Fighter. It looks so terrible.
That's crazy.
No. That scene.
It doesn't look great.
No, it looks terrible.
It's just like when he was fighting the fucking giant.
And
thing.
No, because it was like, it was because it was dark daytime, and you're in a cave and it was, and then you know what? Gollum, when he's like walking around in some parts, he looks great, but you can't match the background where it looks like not, it doesn't look the best. Wow. There's a lot
of, it's just like when he's on the fucking bridge saying you shall not pass.
No, that looks fun. Cause it's dark.
I don't know, man.
No, but that one with Legolas, I wish I could show you it. It looks fucking shitty.
Jesus.
It looks so bad where I was like, oh, Jesus. Oh, and. When Sam is on the ledge and it breaks, it looks so fucking awful. Terrible.
It doesn't look that bad. It didn't look bad to me.
It does.
It looks real to me.
It looked like it was on blue screen. But overall, it's a great movie. Other
they
than
have
that,
oliphants.
But it's an elephant.
The fight.
That's what my son said. But it's an elephant. I was like, this is like six times
exactly
bigger than an elephant.
My kids were like, wait, but why do they call it that? It's an elephant.
Because
it's
a big old elephant.
It's got four tusks.
I'm like, it's four tusks. It's like
and
six
look
times
at how
bigger.
How gigantic it is.
That's an elephant.
The Battle of Helm's Deep.
Oh, that seems awesome.
One of the greatest battles of all time in our history.
Yes, this is true.
And how come more people don't go visit it?
And Gimli's up to two kills and. Fucking Legolas is already up to 17.
Fight, even him trying to look over and see, and
that still counts as mine.
Yeah, the whole battle.
Also, Aragorn fucking opening doors all cool and sexy.
Oh, yeah. This is when he did it.
Mm-hmm.
Him coming back.
Me getting the vagina sweats when it happens.
Yeah.
What?
My vagina going.
It's quivering.
That's what Maximo would say.
My pussy's quivering.
I don't need you squirting all over the place.
No, it's whispering.
Whispering eye?
Yeah.
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 That's wild stuff.
Did anyone else think that the Ent sounded a lot like Gimli?
Oh, that's my biggest issue with this whole fucking trilogy is get another fucking voice actor. You got fucking just Gimli doing it again. Like, come on. That is the laziest shit I've ever fucking seen. I hated it the day I saw it. I still hate it today.
I was just like, it sounds like him. When I first saw it.
It's not better than Star Wars. Say something about the prequels,
bitch. No, I said the first Lord of the Rings is better than the first Star Wars. But then all the other Star Wars are better than these two. Like Return of the Jedi and, what's it called?
Empire Strikes Back.
Like, I think they're better than those movies. But then I think the first Lord of the Rings is better than the first Star Wars.
I don't know, man. I like...
I mean, they're all good. But I'm like, if I...
I'm like, why does one thing have to get torn down to celebrate another?
It's not being torn down. You know why? Because of that fucking Obi-Wan Kenobi fight with fucking Darth Vader. I just don't like it.
No, but he's just smiling.
I know. I don't know.
Because of that made Luke become more powerful.
It was just because he just made that movie and he just didn't know. He wasn't thinking about choreography.
It's because Gandalf actually became more powerful than you possibly imagine.
Have you seen the...
Hey, I'm going to come back when it's light. I mean, a lot of people are going to die.
But I'll be right back.
That unattractive elf.
I forgot how little Gandalf is in this. Yeah. Like, he's barely in this movie.
Wait,
at
just
all.
That part, and then when he comes back,
at
the turn of the tide.
When he first shows himself to them, he goes with them to Rohan.
Yeah,
and then casts out Saruman, and then disappears to go basically get Éomer.
Oh yeah,
and you're just making up names.
No, man. That's Carl Urban's character.
Oh, and then...
Éomer. All
right.
And then they create...
Wait, he's not related to Boromir?
Correct.
Éomer is not Boromir.
Éomer is the brother of the girl who wants to bang Aragorn.
Who also Slytherin guy wants to bang.
Grima Wormtongue.
Yeah.
Yes.
Not Slytherin.
He's probably Slytherin.
No, it's Charles LeRae.
You can tell he's Slytherin. He's a dude from Aliens.
Also that. A beautiful baby!
God, that was fucking... bananas.
He's also awesome in Deadwood.
Was that Alien 3?
No, it's Resurrection.
4.
That's the fourth one.
Alien 3 is with The Rock and not...
No,
Rock.
Not The Rock. Rock. Rock.
Yeah, yeah.
Rock Charles S. Dutton. That's the David Fincher movie.
He was the only person I've ever seen fucking slugging it out with an alien. Like, that was nuts. And then Bruce Dickinson was in it, I believe.
That makes sense.
Guy looked like him.
The guy from a lot of... he's like a... Nose and he's British. James and the Giant Peach. I don't know.
Yeah.
He died.
James was in it.
You basically said he's kind of tall and he has hair.
I know what I said.
But yeah, the fight of Helm's Deep is great. Like how shit's going back and forth. They're like, oh man, if this is all. And of course, the king jinxes everything.
They invented
he's like,
explosions.
But he jinxes things because he's just like, if this is all. Mordor has to send for us.
And then that's when...
It's like, oh,
and they got the
fuck.
Olympic torch runner.
Yeah.
Do you not think that? Did you think that?
Yeah.
The Olympic torch runner? When he's running all of a sudden, it shows him. If they played the music, that would have been amazing. Chariots of Fire or whatever.
If you're
but also Gimli's annoyed
because
he can't see over
the
wall.
In
the
shoulder, you're going to drop it. I don't care how crazy you are.
Hey, no, they're crazy though.
That's too crazy.
They're born out of the ground and shit.
Care?
They got paint on their faces.
They're a cross between orcs and... Goblins.
Who you gotta blow to get that job of just like, I'm not going to war. I'm just gonna put my fucking paw print on everyone's faces.
That's a good job.
Cool.
Oh, and this
the White Hand of Saruman.
Yeah.
But then they didn't get that gunpowder from Asia. Like, where did it happen? Where did it come from?
Keep your pimp hand strong.
It's
dude. They invented it, and Asia stole the idea.
I guess so.
Again, this is not our Earth. It's Middle Earth.
You can't really convince me.
And this is also the best line. I feel like that we made it the best line of like meat's back on the menu, and no one yells, "Fucking yeah!"
It's like meat's back on the menu, boys.
Who's like,
no wait,
oi!
That makeup.
Oh, the guy who's obsessed with finding with keeps following
no
Merry and Pip.
That makeup for that guy is so creepy and gross.
All of because they're goblins.
I know,
the goblins
just,
are disgusting.
That one is so gross. I wonder what that dude looks like.
The goblins are gross and scary.
How come we didn't get to see any of that makeup? We saw fucking Hobbit feet and fucking chainmail being made, but I want to see how that was.
I
want to
say chain female.
And I want to know more about Samwise the Brave.
Samwise. Oh my God, I do too. See, at the end, you're like, hey, they're going to do it.
Everything's looking up.
Everything's looking up.
No, but
this then Gollum is just like, oh, she can get him. She can get him. And then the creepy singing starts happening. You're like, oh,
this is fuck. It's the opposite of Empire Strikes Back, because at the end, you're like, fuck. Like, he fucking stole Han Solo's
Empire
clothes.
Sounds sad. Is end sad.
Yeah. And this one, you're like, yeah.
No.
They're going to do it.
No, and no, and Frodo in this one.
Hey, the battle of Helm's Deep may be over, but the war for Middle Earth is just beginning.
Yeah. Fucking yeah. Everything everyone says is just great. And,
when Aragorn doesn't waste any fucking words.
Oh, man. I can't wait. I cannot wait for the next one. Day. I can't wait for that. I can't wait for fucking eating little fucking tomatoes for the greatest actor of all of our generation to show up with a long hair wig.
For Frodo. Who the fuck's Frodo?
Leroy Jenkins. Return of the King. I'm excited to rewatch Return of the King because I haven't rewatched that one yet.
This is when I feel bad for Sam. Like, he has to deal with this punk ass bitch.
He's not a punk. The dude is dying.
No, I know. But it's just like, he's just acting like an asshole.
I
want to
see how you treat Travis when he gets possessed.
No, this is, if I was Sam, I would be
look,
so.
Look, in our situation, you and I both know I would be Sam.
That's true.
Yeah, he's kind of possessed.
Yeah,
like a horny monster.
I mean, but like, I mean, for Sam not to be like, at least be like behind his back when he turns around and be like, bitch, like he did.
And find like people with pans,
punch him. Because I mean, he's dealing. Sam,
he's just
really,
a gardener, guys.
Sam really is the MVP of this movie because he gets all the way over. Because you know, I'll carry you. Like, and we're gonna get to see that too. He's MVP. You got to deal with this asshole.
I was like,
asshole.
Did I miss it?
Oh, why? When he throws it? When
he's like, I'll carry you.
You think that happened during this?
I don't know, man.
This is the end of the fucking movie.
I don't know when things happen.
There ain't no, I don't miss no goblins. Oh, I guess that makes sense for these movies. There's goblins everywhere.
There are goblins. Goblin D's nuts. Indeed. Mm-hmm. Indeed. Mm-hmm. Indeed. But yeah. Like, just the battle is so insane, like, as far as
it's
how long it lasts
intense.
For it. And the whole thing where it's like everything's kind of going bad. The men need the morale. Right out with me.
I wonder how they filmed it. Because I
probably
know it was
cameras.
All, no, like what order they do it in. Like, because they can get different shit from different. I wonder if they do it, like, all crazy out of order. Like, when they're at the Shire, do they film all the shit from all three movies?
Probably.
I know. So I'm like. That's
I mean,
lot.
It makes more sense.
Yeah, I mean, it would.
Especially because they were all filmed like they were all filmed over the span of 2 years. Yeah. They were filmed as one big movie. So
then they're probably like, we're doing all the Shire stuff, and then we're doing everything from Helm's Deep, and we're doing everything from.
I mean, probably
the Black Gates, right? Oh yeah, that makes sense.
Film it. I lived it.
But that's a bitch. I mean, it's probably fun as fuck for all of them that they experienced that.
Ah, it's all fun.
I mean, I'm sure. Well, poor fucking.
It looks like they filmed in San Bernardino.
What's his name? Poor Andy Serkis doesn't get enough recognition for what he goes through, and he's still dressing up in gray suits.
Do you think he shows up on set and says, "Looks like the circus is in town"?
Hey, but it's all right because he got to direct Venom 2,
which is not good.
But he's also got to play Noel,
which
in Venom 3,
and doesn't matter.
He played Noel?
Yeah,
he's a voice.
Oh, where does he go?
And he mo-capped. I thought.
I mean, yeah.
Wait, so it's not
Norman Reedus? No.
They just said that.
That was always just a rumor.
Wait, what?
Because Norman Reedus got long hair.
I mean, when you look at
God,
it.
My God, I love Norman Reedus.
Reedus can't open his eyes.
When you see it.
A haircut.
It just looks like a CG
What's
character.
What's he say? Igno Venomis Lorde?
In Blade 2?
No, in that fucking, in that Irish movie where they're like crazy Irishmen.
That's his best role.
Blade 2?
Icne Velato Nictu or something?
No, Clatu Verata Nicto.
Yeah. No, what does he say in that movie? What does it say on there? Before they kill somebody?
He says, I'll get my rope.
In the fucking movie with.
I know what you're saying. That's what I'm saying. He said, I'll get your rope.
Do they say something?
They do. It's Latin.
Yeah, what does it say?
Nominus Patre something or other. I don't know the exact words. I know they have the Veritas tattoos.
He won't tell us the words.
The Veritas tattoos. Veritas.
Very sad.
Veritas.
Nictu.
I think Nick's looking it up.
I am looking it up.
There you go.
All right. There you go.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Hear us out. Mm-hmm. Don't leave. Yep. Where you go. Anyways. But yeah, just this movie, everything about these movies is just so pretty. It's so pretty.
It is. It's
but yeah.
I can't think of the name of the movie because my brain
The Boondock Saints.
Okay. Oh, Jesus.
Frodo. Okay, thank you. Frodo and Sam get taken by Faramir, the brother of Boromir, who is still, who kind of has similar, like, designs as far as trying to save Gondor. But at the end, he shows his virtue more than Boromir did because he actually is like,
he lets them go.
Because he heard, basically, because what Sam said touched him.
Sam was like, your fucking brother, he basically said.
But he also, when he's telling that thing about stories about like how, and he hears all that, he's just like, oh, fuck, okay.
Your fucking brother.
But then, because at first, Frodo tells him, we knew your brother, and he like sacrificed himself. But then later, Sam gives him the real, he's fucking trying to fuck us over. Fuck him, fuck you, basically is what he said.
And Faramir's like, all right.
Anyway, he had an army of 3,000.
I saw it with my one eye.
That guy was like a really old dude.
Nah.
Not what do you mean?
He just wasn't able to fight because he had the one eye. He lost his eye, so they sent him back. Yeah, I wanted, yes.
But that didn't happen. They got taken over. The
well, not in real history, army, like the rest of the movie.
300 army didn't exist anymore. They're the bad guys.
That's what that, White Stripes song's about.
Seven Nation Army.
Yeah. That's about Lord of the Rings.
Iggy Thump?
Yeah, Iggy Pop. Iggy Pop's not looking too good.
He's always looked like that,
though. No, now there's something going on.
He's always looked like a skinny crack. He looks like Gollum. Iggy Pop's always looked like Gollum. Gollum looks better than Iggy Pop.
Let's put the shirt back on now.
Gollum's a crackhead.
Now my shirt is chafing me.
No, my you won't believe
now
it.
Now my pants are chafing.
Second best cartoon.
But yeah, that's what happened. Oh, and the Isengard falls. Isengard falls because Pip is clever and makes the ants see all the burnt forests, because they were not going to get involved.
But are they stupid?
The ants. They don't care. They're just like, fuck it. Yeah, no one's on our side, so just, we're not on anyone else's side.
It just seems like...
But no, but that's the thing. They're not aware of all that was happening. And Pip gets the idea because Merry says that whole thing about the Shire burning. And he's like, oh, fuck, I got an idea. We're going to go the long way so they could see a forest is destroyed. And they could be like, oh, motherfuck these motherfuckers. And then one of the ants does the best thing ever when the flood happens because his head's on fire and he goes and dunks it. I'm like, yeah.
And then there's
a lot of memes of that with people like being like, oh, no. And then like when the hair goes on fire, it's like, oh, thank God.
Or when he says, we've come to a decision that you are not orcs.
That part's awesome, too. Oh, he's like, we came to a decision. Okay, cool.
All right. What about the other
stuff? The decision is that you are not orcs.
Like, well, okay.
It's because everything takes a long time to say, it's and like, they only say things if it's worth saying.
It's like, cool. You kind of sound like Gimli, you know? Like, why?
Hey, Holmes. You sound like Gimli, you know?
You motherfucker.
This would be good if they were Cholos, but we said that with every movie. Every movie would be better with Cholos.
We got to see a little bit of it in Back to the Future.
You know what?
For that bonus. Yeah. Hey, she's cheating.
That bitch is cheating.
Anyways.
Hey, let's just massage each other's legs.
Let's just punch them.
Oh. No, I don't want that.
Just fucking punch right in the fucking thigh. That hurt. I just did it. It hurt.
I feel terrible. My legs feel terrible.
We all did leg day today.
Yeah, we did.
For those who are curious why we're talking about legs. I call it No Man Delicious. Does Two Towers hold up?
Yes.
Why?
It's amazing. My kids were... It was... During Thanksgiving, the first one was playing, and they kind of watched parts of it, and they were like, whatever. But, like, part two, I was at home. They were both watched it with me.
Day by
And they were just like midway through, they're like, this is a really good movie. I'm like, no shit. They loved it, but yeah.
Had they seen... I mean, they've seen these before, right?
My daughter read, like, The Hobbit.
Did you ask them where were they?
Where were they?
Where were you? Where was Gondor when the Westfall fell?
Where was Gondor? They loved this movie. I mean, it's so great. Like, they really make you feel like you're in Helm's Deep. And like, I like that old man that like holds that bow and then like can't hold it and then like whoops.
Uh-oh.
But it just, it's good shit. Like, I do think that that fight with the wargs, it really wasn't, it's not my favorite part of the movie. I don't know why. It's always just like, eh. I do love Gimli getting trapped underneath the people and everything, but it's just one of those things where it's like, oh, I know Aragorn's going to fucking come back.
Well, because there's a whole movie called Return of Him.
Yes, yes. And so...
You're going to have to throw me Don't Tell the Elf.
Yeah. So it's good. Like, I love it. It's the best storming of the castle since The Princess Bride. Dun, dun, dun.
Nick. Sorry, it's turkey chili.
You just breathe into his mouth.
It's turkey chili. I apologize. It's leftover turkey chili from earlier in the week.
I was going to say, well, good night. I
don't know. We're a little beat up.
I'm fading.
You're fading.
Yeah, hell yeah. This movie, it holds up. Just a continuation of it. I mean, he made it all together, which... I feel like they don't do it for that many movies anymore. They haven't, because Harry Potter never did that. They only filmed the last two, but that was like.
I know the last Mission Impossible and the one that's coming out were originally supposed to be, but they ended up taking a little bit of a break in between. So no,
I mean, I think it just helps as far as like storytelling and just how it looks.
Infinity War and Endgame though. I feel like those were filmed back to back because they came out a year apart. They did. Yeah. Probably like, not to the extent that this was done, though, because this was literally done
all together.
All as one big ass motherfucking movie that they just broke up.
Motherfucking movie.
But yeah, I mean, again, like after the first one and then adding to this, and then you're like, fuck, what? Can't wait for the third one. That's how I felt when I saw it.
That's how I felt after each of these, but I was like, oh, at least it's only a year.
Yeah, it wasn't far off. But again, I just feel bad for Sam.
They all came out right before Christmas.
I mean, watching Aragorn just put his thing down, Legolas and Gimli, they're just great. And then Merry and Pippin is funny. I never worried about them, even though they're like in a lot of shit all the
time. They're in the worst danger of probably any of them other than Frodo and Sam.
But it's just how they deal with it. You know, I'm never like worried about them. I'm always just like...
But they bow for no man.
Poor Sam. Dealing with this bullshit. It's like,
and that lady just wants to bang Aragorn.
Who doesn't? Look at that dude.
That's why do you think Mac dressed up as him for Halloween?
Viggo Morgenstein. But yeah, it's just a great movie.
Yeah, this for sure holds up. Like,
oh, yeah. This is a great movie.
He just dies instantly. this holds up. As of this recording, I have yet to rewatch Return of the King. I'm very much looking forward to that because I can't remember what happens, how it
King
ends.
Comes back.
I can't remember how it ends.
He returns.
Oh, fuck. Damn it. Now I know. I guess I don't have to watch it. But yeah, it's this movie, like it's one of the craziest, just well filmed battle scenes. Or sequences like that I've seen in a while. This is Final Fantasy VII Rebirth that you're looking at in the
background. Drag down slobber knocker?
They got knocked down and they got up again because you're never going to keep them down.
I think Sauron's fight where he's wrecking everybody's pretty amazing too.
But that's just such a quick flash.
And then the guy, hey! And then chops his fingers off.
That's how he wins. And then he's like, no.
Fucking asshole. That's what he should have said.
Do it! Cast it into the fire! I was there when men fell.
Yeah.
The strength of men.
He should have grabbed him by his collar and fucking Ryu threw him into it.
And he's like, Jesus Christ, I'll send fucking 30 elves.
Just please.
Look, daughter, while you're going to elf heaven, I'm going to send 30 fucking elves. The ugliest.
Those are no orc horns.
Yeah. Well, what kind of horns were they?
They were elves. That's why. Oh, yeah. We didn't even talk about how the whole line where he's like, they're going to die. And then Aragorn's like, well, I guess I'm going to die too.
Yeah, they're going to die with him. And you're like,
I will die as one of them.
And he's like, God damn.
I will die as one of them.
I don't see that. I don't think this was acting.
Every time he says something, you're like, fucking right.
It's like, God damn, pal. You're like, yeah.
That's why she wants to fuck him.
Every time you say anything, no one's just looking at him. He carries himself very well.
Yeah. Opens but every time he says... You know why? Because he's a fucking king.
Every time he opens says anything, like someone should just be behind him and say, tell him, Aragorn. Like,
tell him, Steve Dave. But yeah, this movie holds up. I love the shit out of all of these movies so far. I couldn't tell you which one's my favorite yet. I'll have that next week.
Those
I'll make
good
that
girls, good girl, bad girls that we did really did a number on my inside haunches.
Everything you just said is ridiculous. What are you talking about? All these are normal words, but the combination of them together is ridiculous.
Hey, how do your haunches feel?
Terrible.
I love that he was my favorite character in Chips. Mm-hmm. Haunch.
Mm-hmm. Mike Haunch.
Haunch. I mean, I had my butt cheeks spread and everything.
But yeah, it holds up. This is great. It's great. Jamie, where can people find you? Do you have anything to recommend?
Oh my God, the music is good.
That's why you saying two every time anyone says two things. I'm like, oh, hold it.
Obscure Gent, Lonely Island stuff. Go see
Sushi
it.
Glory Hole.
Yeah, Sushi Glory
here
Hole.
Here I go again.
Fucking amazing.
Song. Or Here I Go. It's just called Here I Go.
Amazing video. I love Andy Samberg. He's just great.
He doesn't believe in podcasts, even though he's on one.
Yeah, watching old
amazing.
SNL sketches.
I try to watch them before I listen to the episodes. Yeah.
Yeah, I've been doing that. I've been going back just rewatching.
Talking about the Lonely Island podcast, everybody.
Yeah. It's good stuff. If you like to laugh, go do that. If not, also make sure to do Good Girls and Bad Girls when you're doing leg day. Affect your inner haunches.
Those are not what they're called.
Good Girls and Bad Girls.
No, what are they actually called?
I don't know.
I said what
hip
they were
abductor.
Called. Hip abductors.
They abduct your hips.
Inside and outside hip abductors.
Because the inside one really makes that
my
leg
man.
Pop.
Makes that pussy pop.
It's popping.
You know, I feel terrible.
And pears.
My legs hurt.
Like eating them?
Wait, yeah. Green ones.
Yeah, we got green
pears.
Hey,
I want to say the brown pears are the worst pears.
No, Bartlett's are fine.
They belong in hell.
I like all pears.
No, I don't.
Pears are better than apples.
You like an old pear?
No, they're not.
Pears are way better.
You know what?
I'd rather have pear juice.
Depends on the apple and it depends on the pear.
Apples?
Pear juice. How often do you get fucking pear juice?
Every time I make it.
Can liar.
Like I would eat a pear over a Granny Smith apple for sure.
I love Granny Smith apples. They're my favorite apples.
I heard that's how you like to shoot your baskets.
Yep.
Granny Smith apples are like just for baking.
No, yeah, they're not. They're suck. For eating, brother.
Ooh, Granny Smith can suck a dick.
You're wrong.
Granny Smith.
Get a cosmic. Get a wrong. Honey Crisp. Get a Cosmic Crisp.
Those are good.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck, Granny man. Smith you're like getting it. Come in here with that Granny Smith
hey,
is the best bullshit.
What's his name? Oromir?
Get the fuck out of my house.
Was Boromir's brother Oromir?
Faramir.
You didn't even know how to say that. Yeah, he said, get that man out of my house.
Whatever.
Because I don't talk so hard.
Hell or whatever.
Oh, hell or whatever. Nick.
Play Nick 23. I recommend Angry Birds.
Like Angry British movies?
No, Angry Birds and Angry Birds 2, the movies, because my daughter's been watching them. Jeez. No way, they're fucking hilarious.
Do they hold up?
Yeah. Josh Gad, what's his name?
Josh Gad.
No, and the other one. Danny McBride.
Jason Sudeikis.
And Jason Sudeikis are just hilarious. It's fucking funny. And then what's his name? And Peter Dinklage plays Mighty Eagle, and he's hilarious too. It's just a funny movie. And Bill Hader's the pig. You got everybody there. And Tony Hale is a voice of a mime who just goes, oh my God. That's all he says. That's all he says. It's fucking funny.
Well, you clearly sold me.
That's all you need.
That's all you need, brother.
It's funny. And Sean Penn's the voice of the really fat one. That he doesn't really talk. He just goes, And it's Sean Penn. It's John Penn. I love John Penn. Dead Man Watkins. Thank you.
Good night, everybody.
My legs hurt.
You
man.
Can find me playing Travis.
Getting a pump.
Get that pump.
I need to be laying in like
big pump
that
pump.
Bath they were laying in Minority Report or something.
That the precogs were in?
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, 98% of the time it works. I don't know why they got rid of it. Kind of stupid.
Works 98% of the time.
It works every time.
Every time.
That just doesn't make sense.
This is true.
Was that a written line or did you make that up? Because I know a lot of their shit is just improvised. I don't know. Because that's just an amazing. 60% of the time, it works every time.
I honestly, I couldn't tell
that's
you if
a,
that was an actual
a funny movie.
It is
your
a funny movie.
Mustache is now growing over your lip.
Can I like trim it?
Your mustache is crooked.
Your mustache is crooked.
You guys are mean.
Good old macho man.
You guys are mean. Yeah, Plain Travis.
Oh, Survivor Series.
I recommend
more games.
With Matthew Broderick.
I knew that was coming.
Of course
you
he
should
did.
Have known that was coming.
We all should have known. We saw it coming. Yeah, I recommend Following Me. Plain Travis. Also, I recommend these movies because they're good.
Baba Booey, Baba Booey.
They're fucking great. But yeah, no, I don't got anything to recommend this week. It's fine. AAA, Gone, Not Forgotten.
Gandalf, for I much desire to speak with you. Tell me, where is Gandalf, for I much desire to speak.